Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are taking a look at James, the son of Alphaeus. And we've been looking at the disciples, and we've looked yesterday at Thaddeus and Simon the Zealot. And today we're going to continue. We just wrapped up yesterday's program looking at James the Less, the one time he was measured in the Bible. And in case you missed yesterday's program, I want to share that one time. It's in Mark chapter 15, verse 39 and 40. And this is when Jesus was dying on the cross. It says in Mark 15, verse 39, "So when the centurion who stood opposite Jesus saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, 'Truly, this man was the Son of God.' There were also women looking on from afar, among them whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome." I mean, we're not really sure, friends, what James the Less means. It could mean that he was small in stature or that he was younger than James, the son of Zebedee. I mean, to be honest, we just don't know what it means. However, I have to admit, as I read this, I think we all sometimes feel like that, don't we? You know, James the Less. You know, we feel like, you know, Greg the Less, Cherry the Less, Dean the Less, Teresa the Less, Ann the Less, Howard the Less. I mean, whatever your first name is, I think that a lot of times we all kind of feel less than. And the enemy loves to make sure that we do that because it causes us to feel inferior and also causes us to doubt God. As I thought about this as I was preparing this program, I have to admit, when I feel less than, quite often it's because I'm usually playing the old compare game. You know, we all can play that compare game at times, don't we? We kind of get out our measuring stick and we want to look at how we measure up with somebody else, whether it's what kind of car they drive, what home they live in, where they go on vacation, what neighborhoods they live in, what style of clothes they live in. And I think if we're honest, a lot of us compare our lives to people on social media. But we also compare our lives to other family members, friends, coworkers, neighbors, and even our church family. Here's what I've learned, though, friends, in my 50-plus years of life. When we play the compare game, this inevitably leads to either one, self-pity, where we don't measure up compared to somebody else using whatever measuring stick we do, and we start to kind of think, woe is me, and we start singing the old hee-haw song, "Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all." A lot of you know that song. Not Google it or look it up on YouTube. "Gloom, Despair, and Agony on Me" from Hee-Haw. But a second thing that happens when we play the compare game, if we quote-unquote measure up better than the other person we're comparing ourselves to in whatever area that is, then pride sets in. And I want to ask you this morning, what's the middle letter in the word pride? P-R-I. How does it affect me? How do I look in this situation? Look, most of us, unfortunately, look at things through the WIF filter, W-I-I-F. That stands for what's in it for me. What's in it for me? And you know, friends, we have to remember that, you know, neither one of those, self-pity or pride, is God-honoring. They really aren't. Self-pity or pride is not God-honoring. You know, Jesus is always with us, and he wants to help us, whether we're walking on the mountaintop or whether we are walking in the valley. And I feel like I need to remind you again today, friends. I know I've said this before, but feel like I need to say it again. People only put the highlights of their lives on social media. And as I heard my hero Wayne Smith say many, many years ago, founding pastor of Southland Christian Church, he said, "God had only one son without sin, no son or daughter without sorrow." So unfortunately, friends, we will have pain, heartache, and disappointments at time. But I tell you, one of the things that I love, Jesus shared with his team, the disciples, and preparing their hearts for Easter, he said, in a little while you'll see me no more, then after a little while you will see me. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That's in John chapter 16, verses 16 and 22 and 23. And, you know, we were looking at James, the less, and one of the things I found when you feel less than, I want to encourage you to remember four things. The first thing is, you may not be able to feel Jesus, but he's there with you. You know, sometimes we don't feel Jesus, and so we kind of get, worked up and doubt if he's there, and the enemy loves to have a field day with our emotions and cause us to doubt to see if God is there. But this made me think of the story back when Moses, the guy who God had the Ten Commandments placed on those two tablets, and ones that, more people would honor those, our lives and our world would be so much better, wouldn't it? Well, finally, God told him, hey, you know, it's time for you to retire. And Moses is at the young age of 120. That's right, you heard me correctly. He was getting ready to retire at the young age of 120 years old. And God had told him that Joshua would be the one to take his place and take the Israelites back to the promised land after they'd been wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. I mean, you think you and I are waiting for something? I mean, I don't even like to wait 4 minutes in the drive-thru to get something to eat. Can you imagine waiting 40 years, wandering around, waiting to go to the promised land that God had promised? But as always, God is faithful. And Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 8 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all of Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with the people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged. Friends, I think there's four things we can learn from just those three verses in Deuteronomy chapter 31, one of the first books in the Bible. When facing them, which is what Moses was, it says, do not be afraid or terrified because of them. We all have a them in our life, whatever it is that we're afraid of. Remember, number one, that God goes before you. I love that in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, tells him that, hey, the Lord is going to go. I'm sorry, actually, verse 8 is where the Lord himself will go before you. Secondly, we need to remember that God will be with you. God will be with you. In verse 6, it says, the Lord your God goes with you. Then in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, it says, the Lord goes before you, and he will be with you. Third thing we need to remember whenever we're facing that them in our life that's overwhelming us, has us in fear, and has us struggling with anxiety, we don't have to be afraid. We do not have to be afraid. I love the last part of verse 8 there in Deuteronomy chapter 31. It says, do not be afraid. And the fourth thing I think we can learn from this passage in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 8, is do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged, friends. You know, I think one of the enemy's greatest tools is discouragement. Man, when he can get us discouraged, he can get us looking at everything in a negative lens, and it can just really, really just keep us in shambles, just frustrated, discouraged, living in anxiety, living in fear. And I want to encourage you to stand on what God told Moses and to not be discouraged today and stand on what God says about you, not what people say about you or how you're feeling and your emotions today. A second thing to remember when we feel less than, like James was described as in the Bible, like Jesus, I want to remind you, friends, that you are not alone today. You are not alone today. If we go back and look at John chapter 16, verse 22, Jesus said, hey, a time's coming. In fact, it has come when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. And so Jesus did know that he had God, his Father, our Heavenly Father, with him. But friends, we're so blessed because Jesus just had God. We now have God, our Heavenly Father. We have Jesus, the Son of God. And remember Jesus, before he left to go to be in heaven, he said, hey, I'm going to leave you a comforter and a counselor, the Holy Spirit. Friends, I want to remind you to take advantage of that Trinity, the three in one, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the gift of the Holy Spirit that we get when we are baptized, friends. And take advantage of that. You know, lots of times there's benefits to being a member somewhere, to club and things. You get discounts, maybe get some free stuff. And I mean, there's benefits. And yet I think a lot of times we don't realize as followers of Jesus that we have God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Comforter and Counselor of the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of those three in one and embrace those and utilize those in your heart and your life. A third thing that we can learn when we feel less than is we don't need to be surprised when trouble comes. Sometimes I think we're like, the enemy wants to think God is punishing us. And yes, friends, yes, sometimes God does discipline us because he loves us and to protect us and to help us and to heal us. But he is not waiting to look to catch you doing something wrong and then try to punish you. Or when bad things happen on this side of heaven, we can't wonder, why did this happen? You know, I feel like I've been really honoring God with my life. Jesus warned us there. We go back and look at John chapter 16, chapter 16, verse 23. Jesus said, I've told you these things so in me that you will have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. And that leads to my fourth and final point to remember when you feel less than, like James in the Bible, one of the disciples, is, friends, I want to encourage you today to get on the solution side with whatever challenge you're facing and take heart, like Jesus said, because he has overcome the world. At Easter, you know, we celebrate that, yes, the crucifixion on the cross was empty, and all hope seemed gone on Saturday. But on the third day, Jesus was alive. The tomb was empty, and hope was alive. And Jesus said he wants to help us, friends. John 10:10, Jesus warned us, the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful in the next breath, Jesus said, but I have come so you may have life and have it to the full. In other words, I'm going to help fill your spiritual tank. I'll help fill your mental tank, your emotional tank, and even your physical tank when you are weary and life is beating you up. Because you can take heart in me because I have overcome the world and I have conquered death. Fortunately, we're out of time. Thanks for joining me. If you've been blessed by this program, share it with somebody else. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope Is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope Is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1-minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.